Welcome to this episode of Reddit Guy. The subreddit we will listen to today is called r/talesfromretail. Our first post of this episode comes from PR2NNU and it's titled, I have enough money. I could buy 3 cars just like yours. LTL, FTP, all that jazz. Also sorry about the mixture of British and American English and any grammatical mistakes I've made. Not a native English speaker. I used to work as an attendant for the largest gas station company in my country. At the time I'd been working there for about 2.5 years. The job itself was actually really enjoyable and I loved my time there. Currently I am working at the same company as a recruiter and whenever I am offered shifts as an attendant, I always accept them. On to the story. I was finishing up one of my last shifts as an attendant. Cleaning the oven, doing the dishes, mopping the floor, etc. When a Russian-speaking man came in and wanted to fill up his truck. I tried my best to tell him, in my broken Russian, that we are a fill first pay after type of gas station. And with the help of a regular customer we managed to get the point across. He then went and filled up his truck, the total was about 350 L, approximately, 92.5 gallons. It was an hour until the end of my shift, when he came in to pay. After entering the PIN for his debit card, the terminal gave an error. After 2 more unsuccessful tries, I decided to contact our in-house IT team. Turns out his bank did not have a contract with our service provider, hence he couldn't pay with his card. All that time the regular stayed there and helped me as a translator. By that point I was all out of ideas, had the regular tell him to wait a bit until I could get a hold of my station manager. Unfortunately she didn't answer the phone. So I decided to call the regional manager. She advised me to call the head of external partnerships, since he has more experience in dealing with foreign banks. Unfortunately that was a dead end, because he hadn't even heard of the customer's bank. So off I go calling the regional manager once again. Meanwhile the truck driver had called the owner of his company and told him about the whole ordeal. The owner requested to speak to me. Thankfully he spoke a bit of English and asked me if there's a way to bill them and have the charge paid via a bank transfer. That lit a bulb in my head. We have a debt certificate form we can fill, which basically says that the customer agrees to the charge and agrees to pay it by a certain date. As I was finishing up filling the forms, my station manager called me back and after explaining her the whole story, she told me to call the head of security at our company. He on the other hand told me that the debt certificate was a bad idea, since the company and the driver were from Poland and if they decided to not pay, it would be too expensive to seek legal action. He also asked me why I hadn't just told him to use a nearby ATM to just retrieve the cash from his card. I literally facepalmed in front of the customer. How had I missed the simplest solution to the problem at hand? Had the regular tell the truck driver to follow me and I drove him to the ATM. The driver successfully retrieved the cash. While driving back we chatted a bit, as much as I could at least. He boasted to me how his boss had wired him so much money for the trip, that he could buy 3 cars just like mine with it. He also told me that the first thing he'll do when he gets back to Poland, will be to go to his back and make them sign a deal with our company's provider. When we made it back, the regular had gone, truck driver paid for his fuel and all was well. I gave both the regular customer and the truck driver a free coffee and a pastry of their choice for the inconvenience. In the end I had spent almost 3 hours and made a dozen or so phone calls to help the customer. Thankfully the truck driver was understanding the whole time and didn't make a fuss about the whole ordeal. TLDR, always try the easiest solutions first. The next post from Squeamish Young Fella is titled Customers is furious that they cannot use our restroom. I work in a pet supply store, in a large strip mall type area. For safety issues, our restrooms are for employee use only, locked with a keypad. This change happened the first week I started working there so I never really asked any questions. We are literally a 30-second walk to several other stores that do have public restrooms. Me. Hi, is there anything you need help with? Customer. I have been driving all day, and I really need to use the restroom. He put extra emphasis on the all day part and I could tell that he already knew our restrooms are not public but he was trying to make me feel bad for him. Me. Oh I'm sorry, we don't have public restrooms, but, insert closest store name, right next door does. Awkward silence for a moment. Me. Is there anything else I can help you with? Customer. Where's the cat food? Me, the next few aisles in that direction are all cat food. The next half hour includes him grabbing a single bag of cat food and then proceeding to walk around and have the exact same conversation with all of my co-workers. Every single one. He's yelling about how he's been driving all day and needs a restroom immediately. Interesting, you could have gone 20 minutes ago to the one next door. He comes back to the aisle I'm working in and meanders around a bit. Me. Is there something else I can help you with? Customer. What I need help with is that I've been driving all day to get stuff from your store and I just need to use the restroom. He had a very common brand of food in his hand that can be found in most grocery stores. Me. I'm so sorry, there is nothing I can do about that. He storms off yelling over the fact that he's spending money so he should get to use the restroom. He's not the first one that's angry either. Common responses I get include, seriously, are you kidding me, or the classic eye roll. This happens at least twice a week. What's so special about our specific restroom that makes you need to use it? I'm just following the rules, I'd literally get in trouble if I let him use the restroom. The next post from Midnight Ballad is titled Customer Berates Me Because I Asked If She Wanted a Bag. Dot. This happened at work this morning. There wasn't much foot traffic, which made the day kind of slow. The workday went well enough until an hour before my shift ended when a female customer record scratched my day. I can't exactly call her a Karen per se, but she was close. I'll call her Amanda, never met one I liked. No offense to the other Amandas out there, just stating a fact. Anyway, I do the usual, hello, how are you, and scanned her items. A tiny bag of washes, a buck and change, and a small paper bag with two cut keys inside, just under $3 each. Me. $7.38 is your total. Would you like a bag for your items? Amanda. Stares at me like I just sneezed in my hands. Of course I want a bag. Why would you ask me that? Me. Oh, well, you only have a couple little items and sometimes people don't want a bag for those. Some people say no, that's why I ask in advance. Amanda. Snobby scoff and eye roll. Seriously, she rolled her eyes at me. Well, I'm not one of those people and I want a bag. Why even ask? Save your breath and do your job. I had to bite my tongue because that's exactly what I'd been doing. While she's muttering under her breath, the prompt on the PIN pad asking if the customer wanted an e-receipt came up. Her email was on the screen too. Rather than get her more annoyed, I just waited for her to notice it while she was aggressively putting her wallet away and pulling out her phone. This took maybe all of 15 seconds. Amanda looks at me and scoffs again, raises her voice, what, are you keeping my receipt now? I need it in case these keys don't work. Give me my goddamn receipt so I can go. I have more important things to do than waste my time with you. Blah blah blah, get a real job blah blah blah, manager blah freaking blah. Me. Saving my breath as she told me to, points to the PIN pad prompt. Amanda sees the prompt, ugh. She taps, no, and her receipt prints out. I give a huge smile, I'm wearing a mask but have large cheeks so it's easy to tell I'm smiling, and waved at her. I heard her, not so quietly, call me a female dog on her way out, just as I shrugged and sipped from my water canteen. By some twist of fate, the head cashier said she found Amanda's receipt on the floor, saying she saw her drop it on her way out. Amanda was, in the head cashier's words, stomping out the door and ignored the head cashier trying to get her attention. I told her everything that happened, including the female dog comment on her way out. As soon as I said that part, the head cashier wordlessly proceeded to shred the receipt into confetti and sprinkled it into two separate trash bins. The next post from Otterina Box is titled Customer Wanted a 6-inch length of hose, so I got him one. I used to work for an automotive parts retailer. One of the things we sold was different diameters of rubber hose, priced by the foot. You can buy however much or little you want, but the minimum price will be that of 1 foot. Customer C comes to my counter and asks for 6 inches of hose in X diameter. C, how much does that cost? Me, I'll have to ring it up to get the exact price, but I think it's $1 or $2 plus tax. C, okay, I went in the back, cut the hose, and brought it back to the front. I rang it up, and it came up as $1.99 per foot. Me, okay, so the exact price on this is $1.99 per foot. It's priced by the foot, so your cost will be $1.99 plus tax. C, you said it was $0.02. Me, I said it was $1 or $2. That one's on me, I shouldn't have worded it like that. C, how can it be more than $1 if it's $1.99 per foot and I'm only getting 6 inches anyway? I want to see the manager. Manager, the coolest guy ever, we'll call him M, goes through the whole thing again with the customer. The customer eventually gives in and just buys the hose at the correct price. He then states that he's going to call corporate on us. C, what's your name? MMC, what's your last name? MMC, what's your full name? MMC, M is your full name. M, my name is M. The customer left after that and neither of us ever heard another thing about it. M was the coolest manager I've ever had. I always liked him, but after that day, I knew he had my back. The next post from Alain Duart is titled, Your 16-inches saw chains are the wrong size. Edit. Title should read, Your 16-inches saw chains are not 16. I worked in DIY. Edit, in the States, for most of my career. The bulk of that was spent at a hardware chain that no longer exists for the most part, but these stores were everywhere 10 to 15 years ago. One of the types of items we sold were replacement chains for chain saws. They are sized to fit specific models and nothing else. We carried 3 or 4 different 16-inches saw chains. Enter customer, who is by now complaining that your 16-inch chain isn't 16 inches because it didn't fit my saw, and that I'm going to open all your packages and measure them. I tried to explain the reality of the situation, but he wasn't having any of that. The discourse rapidly turned into an argument, and I told him firmly he wasn't going to be opening our saw chains today. Imagine wrestling an oily metal snake with sharp teeth everywhere back into the small package. Truly no fun. This man just couldn't understand how a 16-inch chain isn't a universal part. I finally told him, can you put a Ford carburetor on a Chevy engine? That's what we deal with, for the two people that will read this and haven't worked retail. Edit. This post is for my enjoyment and whoever likes it. I do not authorize this story to be copied and reprinted anywhere for any commercial purposes. Today's last post from Ms. Spooks is titled, I'd like to order 7 dozen donuts for tomorrow. It's 10:30 at night. Our donuts for tomorrow are going to be delivered in about a half hour. I'm sorry, sir. I'm afraid it's much too late to place a special order for tomorrow. We recommend customers place their order by noon the day before. In a completely calm voice, oh, well, it isn't a big deal. I could always take my business elsewhere. It's for the high school. I've spent a lot of money at name of store, and haven't had a problem ordering donuts before. My name is, name I won't remember. Do you want my phone number? No, we won't need your number. Again, it's no big deal. Then why are you going into this whole scapel? I can probably just go to local grocery chain, off my list. Okay then, have a good night. Hangs up phone.